Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Conservatives are hell-bent on wrecking Christmas. They want you to blame nurses, paramedics, people who dedicate their lives to looking after people, to caring for people, to saving people's lives. And they want you to blame the men and women who keep our railways running day after day, despite the mess caused by privatisation, which is clearly not on those workers. But this is all on the Conservatives. Now, here's me talking on the Jeremy Vine show earlier about the government's, and I must emphasise, unhinged plans to use the British Army to break these strikes.
Look, call me old-fashioned. I do think the Army exists to protect the country from, I don't know, foreign invasion, not striking nurses. What this is trying to do is break a basic democratic right, which is your right to withdraw your labour in pursuit of better wages, terms and conditions. If you want to end the strike, what you should do is support the government giving the nurses who carried this country through its worst disaster since the fall of Adolf Hitler and then got punished with a real terms pay cut. You should support the government giving them a real pay increase so we don't have nurses going to food banks. I think that's more inconvenient than temporary disruption caused by a strike. Or you should support, for example, rail workers, many of whom, by the way, because people keep getting confused between train drivers and rail workers who are often on low pay, who are suffering mass job cuts, pay cuts of what now going up for 10%, and the mass closure of ticket offices, which will impact all of us, passengers and the like. Nobody wants to go on strike. You lose a day's pay. It's inconvenient, if you like, from the perspective of the worker. You only do it as a last resort if you've been forced into a corner. The idea in a democracy, you have a British government now talking about bringing in the army so you can break a strike of nurses and train workers rather than ending the strikes and making sure there isn't disruption over Christmas. So, for example, the train drivers, just quickly, we've got to move on. The rail workers. The rail workers, they got really far in negotiations with the train companies and they were making massive progress. But then the government intervened to stop a deal. Why did they do that? Because they want to teach the rail workers a lesson. Because they think if the rail workers win, that's exactly what happened. And they think if the rail workers win, the government said this, Grant Shapps, the former transport secretary, said, you can't let them win because it will encourage other workers to do the same thing.
Okay, but we're What we're discussing is whether we get the army.
No, we're talking about how we end the strike.
You started in your monologue there of the fact that the army's there to protect the country. Mm. But surely that is individuals as well. And
absolutely.
If you've just had a heart attack, surely you want somebody, even if it is somebody from the army, turning up to get you to a hospital.
Which is what,
or get you
quite
some
right.
Sort of
no, no,
the discussion is how we end the strike. You're not ending.
No, it's whether the army
I'm sorry. What we're talking about, the point about whether
strikes are going to happen.
Mike, the argument is, should the army be used to stop the strikes? That's the argument. Yeah. I'm saying rather than use the army to stop the strikes, give the workers what they deserve and end the strike that way instead. That is staying on point. You don't like the answer. I accept it. But the discussion is, if you want me to say I don't support using the army, so I'm saying here's an alternative.
But the strikes are
very clear. They're not going to happen if nurses get. They're not going to happen if they stop giving nurses
a
pay cut.
That's not going to happen, Owen. You know that.
Well, it will happen.
These strikes
Why?
Are going to happen.
Why?
Because,
Why?
Because all the negotiations that have gone on
right.
so far have not resulted yet in the settlement,
because
and they're not going to
because,
before Christmas.
No,
we
Mike,
know that.
Because
okay?
you know what? Do you know
we
what?
Know that.
Do you know what that is? Because people like you are taking the pressure
people
away.
Like me?
Yes. On
well,
that.
I have a
what
different
you
point
do,
of view.
What,
to you.
No, no, listen, on national television, what you're doing is taking away pressure from the government. All of us should be putting pressure on the government now.
Yeah.
If the government is under enough pressure to give nurses, I must emphasise, nurses, the people who helped save this country from national catastrophe, oh, caving into nurses.
Now, this is such an important point. The National Health Service, as we understand it, is disintegrating. It's falling to pieces. There are over 7 million people languishing on waiting lists. There are hundreds of thousands of people waiting for more than a year for treatment. There are people in critical conditions waiting for long, long periods for ambulances. There's about 10% of the NHS staff missing because of vacancies, because of staff shortages. This is on the Tories. They did this. Nobody else. This is on them. Not the nurses. And this is so important because the nurses in a rational country should be held up as national heroes. They did carry us through our worst national emergency since World War II. The hell they went through during COVID, and all they got was a clap. Because what, the way they were repaid by this government, other than insulting claps from their posh houses, is that the average pay for an NHS nurse has fallen in real terms by 8% since the Tories came to power, and in some cases, more than that. They have suffered real terms pay cuts, including after the pandemic, which they played such a heroic role in. And now they're going to be vilified and demonised because they're finally standing up for themselves. Now,
hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They're not just standing up for themselves, and I think this is really important because that's how this is portrayed. Ooh, nurses, what, greedy nurses? Is that where we're at as a country? Is that the discourse now? Greedy fat cat nurses? Goodness fucking grief. They're trying to save not just their own living standards, but they're trying to save the National Health Service. Because if nurses aren't paid properly, then what happens is this. They become demoralised and they leave. People don't want to become nurses. They don't train to become nurses. What does that mean in practice? It means less nurses to treat patients. It means more waiting lists, and it means more people suffering preventable illnesses and people dying. Now, if nurses win their justified pay claim, then what will happen is more nurses will stay in the National Health Service and more people will be recruited as nurses as well. But this is a government that wants us to hate nurses and paramedics. And indeed, well, we go through a list, migrants, including, of course, the migrants without whom the entire National Health Service would collapse like this. Now, why do we let them get away with this? Why do we let them get away with this? How gullible have we got to be? How much of a dupe do we have to be to watch an arsonist burning down a house and then point the finger of blame at those trying to put the fire out and believe them? Because that is what's happening in this country. You see, it's the same with our railway workers. Let's have a listen now to Mick Lynch, who is, of course, the General Secretary of the Rail, Maritime and Transport Workers Union.
It's Christmas next weekend particularly. That's a huge moment for the economy and for people's personal
lives.
I'm
sure that the travelling public will be really disappointed and irritated and angry. What I would ask them to remember, and all those businesses that have been in touch with us, the train operating companies will be indemnified for all of their losses. So my members will lose money, a lot of money, as you've set out. The public will lose the convenience of having a train service. The businesses around here and all around London and all over the country will lose money, undoubtedly. The only people that won't lose money are the train operating companies, because the DfT and the Treasury will indemnify them against their losses. This is the most peculiar and perverse industrial dispute you will ever come across, because the people that I'm negotiating with don't suffer any detriment whatsoever. Their lifestyles and their lavish salaries continue in the millions, and the train operating companies that they represent don't have any loss of revenue or any loss of profit. And in fact, they made profits all through the pandemic and all through our strikes. They've made money. And this government is corrupting business in this country. it's punishing brewers, restaurateurs, entertainment industry in return for their ideological dispute, pursuit of a dispute with the railways and the trade unions, and to set down a marker against other public sector workers that they've got to be impoverished for the state of the economy that this government drove us into.
Of course the railway workers don't want to strike, especially in the run-up to Christmas. They lose pay every time they go on strike. Who wants to lose pay on the eve of Christmas? It's not exactly the cheapest time of year, is it? But what are we expecting them to do? Realistically, are we just think they're just going to have to accept real terms pay cuts of 10%? Do we think that they should just accept mass job cuts, throwing them on the scrap heap? And the closure of ticket offices, which will all suffer as a consequence of, really? Do you think that's a realistic expectation to impose on that workforce? I don't think anyone rational could ever think that. Now, they would have to be off their rockers to get down on their knees and accept something like that. And it would be, frankly, an act of self-harm for them to do that. But the government won't solve this dispute because the government want to teach the unions a lesson. That's what this is about. They don't want a settlement. They want these strikes to happen because they want to be able to break the strikes. They want to do a Margaret Thatcher. That's what makes their heart beat a little bit faster. Not making sure nurses are paid properly and paramedics and all the other essential workers in this country. No, they want to crush their unions to teach them a lesson. That's what this is all about. There would be a deal, for example, the railway workers or the nurses, if they were given a proper pay deal, which of course they can afford. Yeah, sure. Some rich people will have to pay a bit more tax than they currently are. But of course there's the money to pay for nurses to keep the National Health Service running rather than having it teeter on the edge of collapse. Now, when we talk about that money, by the way, at the top, people paying a bit more money, what's driving up inflation at the moment is record company profits, not wages. Wages are falling in real terms. That's not the cause of prices spiralling in this country. But companies are profiteering and they need to pay more than they're currently doing. But instead, what the Tories want us to fall for is the old tactic, one of the oldest tactics of the Tories, divide and rule, to make struggling people turn their fire on each other rather than the powerful at the top, rather than these Tories who are using their media mouthpieces to monster, and I must emphasise once again, nurses, paramedics, postal, railway workers. Enough. We can't allow people's anger to be directed constantly at the wrong targets. Christmas could be wrecked. But don't blame the people who have been forced into this position. The people who are to blame are the people who run this country and have run it down and have driven nurses, railway workers, paramedics, you name it, to the point of despair in a country as rich as this where you have nurses driven to food banks. We've all got a responsibility, indeed a duty, to stand by these workers to the very end. Please like, subscribe. I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.